As we're sitting here, let's close our eyes and start dropping the past, the memory of past, and imagery of the past. Let's drop our load. And the fear is created by that load. Let's drop our hesitation. Let's drop for a moment as we are sitting, being a man or a woman. Let's drop the hurt that was inflicted on us or us to someone else. Let's drop anticipation of the future or the next moment. Let's drop everything that we watched within our own self, whether it was a thought or a feeling. Let's drop our responsibility and good and bad for a moment. Let's drop expectation of ourselves or others and the judgment of ourselves and others. Again, let's drop name. And all the roles that goes with it. At this time we realize we are only aware that consciousness is being aware of itself and nothing else. That is the presence. You are conscious that you are conscious. You are not necessarily conscious of anything specific or any ideas. You are just conscious. That is the existence. That is the pure consciousness. We stay in that awareness where there is no pain or pleasure, no love and hate, no understanding or misunderstanding. It just is as is. Let's experience this now. This is no other than I am. Just being conscious of consciousness. Without anything needed. As you zoom into this awareness, you find no end. and truly no beginning. No measurement is just absolutely present. There is nothing of form to grab. It is subtle, but its presence is very visible. It is not this or that. You can't even say is nothingness. There is no word to describe but what we are experiencing now. Infinite consciousness, empty of content, even the body, in need of nothing. Now, in this pure consciousness, there are many masks and forms within one being. Being a form of this body, form of a mother or father, form of many, many. Look at all those forms of being a son or a daughter, a businessman or a doctor or nobody, no profession. Just look at all those masks that these roles play upon this pure consciousness. And immediately when your concentration goes there, your body is formed and the burden is felt and the thoughts begin to search for different roles. But as you are looking at it now in this approach, you see that they are just a made-up entity. Like a caricature with many faces and many roles, with many I should do, I should not do, I must get, I must not get, I must avoid, I must not avoid. All these characters is like a whole universe. But again, you are still in pure consciousness, looking up from that source instead of looking down to the consciousness from all of these different entities that we identify wrongly. Just look within yourself and see it when you are fearful, when there is a fear, not you. When there is a fear, look at that entity that you call, I am fearful. When there is a hatred or resentment, look at that entity that you call, is me with this and that. You see that they're just images jumping around like a crazy mad monkey. And then, again, drop them all. Leave them behind. And go back to the pure consciousness, being conscious of itself. notice. Notice the difference and the unreality of one and the infiniteness of the other. And you find out that through this wisdom and the length to either go to the entities, multiple entities, or be in pure consciousness is only one line of attention. But we need to know this wisdom that has come to me purely from within and is priceless needs to be experienced. And imagine one whole lifetime we identify with endless, numberless entities that move around like clowns. Let's go back to the pure consciousness. Let's take the attention back to that pure existence again. And you will see that the imagery dies down like a vapor when a bright sun hits it. Where did they all go? They went back to the source of imagination, which is silence and pure consciousness. I honestly don't think that what we are saying right now, what am I saying right now, and your ears will ever hear something like that.